I would like to welcome to the programme Robin Gibb. Robin, nice to talk to you. Good afternoon, good evening to you.
Good evening, James. How are you?
I'm okay, Robin, and I'm okay as well as I can hear you're okay. There have been stories all over the press that you weren't so well. In fact, some saying you weren't even here anymore.
I know. I mean, it's a tremendous exaggeration. And I think, you know, people like to hear more about ice rather than nice, you know. and they always gravitate towards, you know, the more dreadful part of the spectrum. The fact is, I'm as right as rain and fit as a fiddle. And I have been for quite a while. I don't think I've ever really been ill. I had a scare for quite a few weeks there, back in October, November.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, I had to, because of my history and what happened to Boris.
Yeah.
It was very difficult to have these checks. You're going in and out of the London clinic and there were people speculating all kinds of things. And my mind was more on my health rather than talking to the press and any other people about what was going on. So, you know, I had to focus on exactly what was going on. And fortunately, the results have been tremendous. I mean, I feel better now than I did when I was, you know, 18 or 25. In fact, I barely remember.
Golly, Robin, listen, whatever you're on, let me know, because I'd like to feel like that again.
Yeah, I mean, having said that, I can't remember when I was 18.
Okay, so that's great news. So there's nothing seriously wrong with you. You're fit as a fiddle, and you don't want people speculating about serious illnesses or anything else.
Well, I mean, I can't stop them speculating, but the truth is, I think Churchill once said, you know, my condition has been exaggerated, you know, and I think in this case, that is true, and I think it's human nature for people just want to, you know, think that, you know, you're worse than you're better, you know.
Well, you know, I'm really, really, really chuffed to hear that, Robin, because as you know, I had my little inconvenience with cancer along the way as well. Yeah. So I'm really happy to hear that that things are going well for you. Now let's talk about this passion you have for Bomber Command.
Well,
go on.
It goes back a long time, and I was, you know, lived quite a few years as a kid growing up in Australia. You know, we emigrated to Australia, came back, and of course, you know, I'm working a lot in my adult life in the United States, and I see their respect for their military. And the admiration for not just their own, but for this country and its contribution into winning the war. We have to remember that, we say winning the war. We didn't wage a war. We were very ill-equipped when the war began. And the guys at Bomber Command actually were all we had, and they kept the war away from this country. As well as all other countries in Europe. We were actually looking after Europe rather than just ourselves. And as I was saying, we weren't fighting for ourselves alone. It was the rest of the continent and for millions of unborn, including ourselves.
So you don't have any family who were involved with Bomber Command?
No, my dad actually contributed to building the Lancaster. He was a Vickers up in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of fighting... But for me, this personal connection is irrelevant when you consider it. It's all personal for our generation and for today's generation, because it's really the monument that's being built in Green Park, which will be unveiled in June, is an anti-war monument. It doesn't celebrate war. It actually honours sacrifice.
Because a lot of people were concerned that it was going to celebrate, and some of the
not
dissent...
And even the German people who have freedom today because of these guys... understand that more than anyone. I mean, they have freedom. They didn't want a dictatorship. And we had to eliminate this criminal regime, root and branch, which in the shape of the Nazis, whether they were German or whether they were French, they were a body of, or a system, I should say, that affected the whole world. And unless they were rid of, I mean, nobody wanted them. Including German people.
How did you get permission to put this up in Green Park, just along in Piccadilly there?
It was very hard work. And about 4 years ago, Not that I have anything against animals, and I agree with that. I first glanced at the animal monument with Douglas Radcliffe, who was in the Blitz and fought in the Blitz, and Tony Iverson and other veterans, all in their 80s and 90s. And I saw this monument to animals in Park Lane, and I said, "Where's the one for Bomber Command?" And he says, "Oh, that's a very sort of tender. That's what we've been trying for 70 years or 65 years to get one, and we're the only part of the military, or the only armoured military division that hasn't been recognised since 1945, and all the members of the family have been trying for years to get a result from the government, and it hasn't happened." And I said, well, can I? I mean, I felt very passionate about it because these guys have always been heroes to me, you see. And there's a monument in Washington for the Americans, as well as every other English-speaking country, and even
Are you prepared, Robin, for a bit of flack when this happens?
Well, you say that, but we did the groundbreaking ceremony in Green Park. We were expecting it there. We had a lot of, you know, police in place. There hasn't been. In fact, the support has been overwhelming all over the country, including from the government and every other, all the places that you expect to come from. And I'm quite stunned at the support and obviously happy.
And this is going to be unveiled in a couple of months' time, isn't it?
Exactly, June 28th, yeah.
Okay, now, just before you go, can I ask you, you were singing on Monday at the Palladium, which shocked everybody. Is this likely to be the precursor to perhaps Robin on tour or Robin performing
again?
It
hasn't really changed. I mean, I can't understand, maybe because when you're in the middle of a hurricane, you can't understand why people are so surprised. I mean, I was quite amazed at people thinking that I was beyond that, you know. And I can do it standing on my head.
Don't do that, Robin. Just stand on your feet and sing.
Well, I can do it hanging from buildings and so forth. So I didn't. In other words, I don't know what all the fuss was about because it's nothing for me to do anything like that. And as I say,
you see,
The
thing is, a lot of people care about you. As you know, you have millions of fans around the world. I mean,
And I appreciate it, and I really want to thank everybody for, you know, even people in the media and the press and television and radio, for that support, as well as all the people that are out there in the world who just, you know, just care. And the actual care and support that I've seen that's manifested itself has been overwhelming to me, and I'm very touched, and I think it's wonderful.
Well, listen, Robin, for a lot of us, you, and it's a bit trite to say this, Robin, but you were the music of our lives, you know, growing up through
thanks,
the disco
James.
Period and stuff like that, man. You were just a hero to so many people.
Thanks a lot, James.
Listen, Robin, we'll talk soon.